And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, again, congratulations on the win last week, starting the district 2-0. I'm sure you're very pleased with the way your kids have responded to district play.
Yep, we're excited. The kids played really well last week, and we got two district games under our belt, and we got a tough one this week. So just kind of stay the course and keep preparing well.
Carly, I got to start with the defense. Four sacks, I think it was, last week against Holdridge, several tackles for loss. You had to be really pleased with the way your defense created pressure in last week's game.
Yep. I think it kind of set the tone early on with Cal tackling the quarterback right away, and then Max getting out there on the edge tackling the quarterback and put a little pressure on him that he didn't want to run the ball much after those two plays, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game, I felt like.
Carly, you talk about setting the tone, and the last couple of weeks you've done that with your offense too. 2 weeks in a row now you've scored on your first four possessions of the game. You have to love the way your offense has kind of set the tone for you the last couple of weeks.
Yep, our offensive line, I think, is blocking really well. Cobalt reading the option really good, and I think Reynolds, he's running a lot tougher right now than the first few games of the year, and it's really helped our team.
I know that the term discipline gets talked about a lot when you're preparing for a game, and certainly, Carly, with your type of offense, you don't want to hurt yourselves. You don't want to, you know, have those penalties and things. It really looks as though your kids have not dramatically hurt themselves, especially in the last couple of weeks. Have you been happy with the discipline that they have shown and maybe grown in during the year?
Yeah, we've gotten better at that. That's something we talk about every week and we work on every week. Not hurting ourselves and having a penalty or a false start or something like that can really slow your offense down. And they've done a really good job with it, and they've really bought into what we're trying to tell them and what we're practicing. So it just makes things look better.
I know that confidence can be a big thing, too. What is the confidence level of the team right now?
Well, they feel pretty good about where they're at right now. We talk about, improving each week and trying to perfect your skill at what you do, and we see that in practice every day, that if they do something wrong, they want to do it over so they get it right. And when they do that and they get it right, their confidence grows. And I think each week that their confidence has just gotten better each week.
Carly, I know that because of a numbers situation, you haven't been able to play all of your JV games this year. You were in a position last week where you were able to get younger players and some of your JV kids reps in a game. You had to be happy with that.
Yeah, we were really excited to see those kids get to play. We don't, they usually just go up against our first teamers, but it was great to see them out there get to play, and we see what they did well, and we also got to evaluate them, which was great, so they can see where they need to get better too. So it was really good. So.
You talk about another big district game. You got one coming up this week. It's going to be fun. You take on Minden. Just your thoughts, your initial thoughts on them as you look at them on film, and what are the keys for Broken Bow coming up in this district showdown?
Minden's a really good team. They got a lot more size than what we've seen so far this year. They have a big line. They have a quarterback that runs their offense well. He can throw the ball pretty well. So we're really going to have to prepare defensively and be really disciplined in what we do and get some stops. And when we get the opportunity on third down, we got to get that stop and get off the field. Offensively, I think they'll give us some trouble up front. I said they got some size. They outsized us a little bit with a few of their guys. So we really got to use great technique and stay low and get some blocks. So, and if we can do those things, we can be successful.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.